That's right. It's time for the good stuff. Thank you. Included in the good stuff, of course, is Tri-State Livestock News. Longtime advertisers, a great organization, a great publication. You can discover the pulse of agriculture from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Don't forget, Father's Day will be coming up. What a great gift.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, like North America's most rural bike share. Yeah, Valentine's Bike Share with e-bikes now is the newest addition, and the Cowboy Trailhead at 1st and Main Street will greet you with those adorable bikes. Rent one for a couple of hours, follow the Cowboy Trail to the old railroad bridge across the Niobrara River, 140 feet above the river, and you start by going to visit valentine.org.
I have a poem, Hand in Hand, by Janet Walkinshaw. A father and his little boy were walking hand in hand, while sunset's heavenly beauty laid a blessing o'er the land. Daddy, what does Christmas mean? Well, son, there was a night, long ago, in a village far away, a very special babe was born. He gave us Christmas Day. That little boy was God's own son. He is the Christ, you see, and God, our Heavenly Father, sent him for you and me. For you and me, what does that mean? How can he help us so? Oh, Daddy, I didn't understand. I really want to know. He came, my child, to save us, for we so often stray, and when he comes to earth again, that'll be our finest day. Christ is our precious gift from God. He is our bright tomorrow. Because of Jesus, God forgives us if we truly are sorrow. So if we do our very best, as Jesus said to do, and always help each other and let God's love shine through, and pray to be forgiven whenever we do wrong, then we shall be in heaven and hear the angels sing their song. In spirit, Christ is with us still. We never shall forget, and know upon his birthday, the world remembers yet. Thank you, Daddy. Now I see. It's called Hand in Hand.
I have some science to share with everyone today. It says, stop avoiding the fire. A wood fire isn't just for warmth. It's a biological reset. The near-infrared, or NIR, and red light from a campfire penetrate deep into your tissue, stimulating the mitochondrial oxidase, I think that's the way they say that, and supporting cellular repair. And with virtually no blue light in the spectrum, your body gets a natural cue to wind down, boost melatonin, and settle into deep restorative sleep. It's the kind of light that your biology has always recognized. So that must be why we feel so welcome around a campfire or something. And the fireplace does have a biological effect on your body.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because it's sure fun to sit around a fire.
So eat some beef, get your protein and your nutrients, and then sit around the campfire.
Indeed. Before they invented drawing boards, what did they go back to?
They went to rocks, I guess, and drawing things in the sand.
Oh, you don't have to try to answer these. Oh, I think okay. That's the whole point.
I thought it was a quiz.
Yeah, no. Why do black olives come in cans and green olives come in jars? I've wondered that.
It's a good question, yeah.
Yeah. How do not walk on the grass signs get there?
Somebody had permission to walk on the grass.
Oh, how come there aren't bee batteries?
I don't know.
I don't
know. Good question.
If anybody has an answer, let us know. Did Washington flash a quarter when asked for ID?
No.
Would have if I were him. In a country of free speech, why are there phone bills?
True.
Where are Preparation H through Preparation G?
I don't know. Everything kind of disappeared.
If you get cheated by the Better Business Bureau, now who are you going to complain to?
That's a good question as well. All of these are good questions.
Well, there you go. What was the best thing before sliced bread?
Peanut butter.
I think I agree. If the pen is mightier than the sword and a picture is worth 1,000 words, how dangerous is a fax?
Ooh, well, that could be very, very dangerous.
You know, what's really interesting is not everyone might know what a fax is. That's interesting.
That's true. That's true. They don't know what the fax machines
are. If you don't know what that is, check with somebody around you that's a little older.
And we want you to keep listening to the good stuff.